For several weeks in April and May this year, it felt as though the small neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah in occupied East Jerusalem was the epicenter of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The threat of the forced displacement of four Palestinian families had become a focal point, one of the triggers for the round of Hamas rocket fire that marked the start of this year's brief but bloody Gaza war. 6 months on, Sheikh Jarrah is quieter, but the fate of its Palestinian residents, awarded their homes by the Jordanian government in the 1950s, is reaching an acute, potentially defining moment.
Right now, we still don't know where we are going.
Israel's Supreme Court has given the families until the 2nd of November to decide whether to accept a compromise deal with a Jewish settler organization that claims ownership of the land. The deal would give them protected tenancy status, meaning they would have the right to stay for up to three generations from now, and crucially, without giving up their own fight to be recognized as owners of the land.
We have to study this proposal very thoroughly, because it will determine our fate, our existence in the neighborhood, and we can't give any answers before we have discussed and studied it. And this will be done by all the residents of the neighborhood.
The family's campaign lent on the success of social media moments like this. Muna El-Kurd confronting a settler who admitted frankly to wanting to steal her land. Muna's brother, Mohammed, recently tweeted that the families were deliberating but would never accept that settlers owned their homes. Legal experts say that within the confines of the Israeli law, if the Supreme Court had to make a final ruling, that ruling would almost certainly be against the Palestinian families on this street. They say that's one reason why it's pushing this compromise deal so hard, so it doesn't have to make that decision. Lawyer and activist Daniel Seidemann says even if the families do accept the deal, nothing is entirely guaranteed.
You have rights, but those rights are not inalienable rights. They're alienable rights, and they can be taken from you. And the Palestinians, even if the best case scenario goes through and there is an acceptable settlement, will live a life of perpetual vulnerability.
But there is, of course, another factor, whether the settler organization will accept a deal that isn't as definitive as previous court judgments in their favor. It may prefer to force the judges into delivering a verdict, one that could all too easily spark another round of violence. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, occupied East Jerusalem.